From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, May 6th, 2026. A federal agency has taken over Little Rock's public housing authority and dismissed its board. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development informed leaders of the authority, which does business as the Metropolitan Housing Alliance, last month. It plans to take control at a, quote, reasonable time of HUD's choosing. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the department sent a letter to MHA leaders Monday announcing it was taking over and dismissing the board immediately. This comes after years of allegations of financial mismanagement by prior iterations of the MHA board. Eight National Guard members have been hospitalized following an accident at a West Arkansas base on Monday. One Guard member was seriously injured and seven others were taken to a hospital after the crash at Fort Chaffee. All eight are reported in stable condition or better following the three-vehicle crash which took place during a training exercise. An investigation is underway. Both chambers of the state legislature passed new tax cuts on Tuesday morning. The votes come on the second day of a special legislative session. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders convened the state House and Senate for the express purpose of lowering income taxes. If signed, most working Arkansans will pay 3.7% in income tax, a slight decrease from last year. The bills also lower the tax on corporations to 4.1%. Democrats opposed the bill in both chambers, saying the state underfunds public services like child and maternal care. Democratic Senator Greg Letting wishes the state would make more meaningful spending priorities.
But to some people, that just might sound like we're ignoring problems. If I've got $1,000 and after my most critical expenses, I'm lucky enough to have $100 left, but I know I've got a cavity and bald tires on my car, I do not have a surplus. I'm just choosing to ignore some very obvious problems. This money could do a lot more to more meaningfully help people than handing them back a few dollars and telling them good luck.
The tax cuts amount to a few hundred dollars per person per year, but lawmakers say the past decade of tax cuts adds up to thousands of dollars of relief. Republican Senator Matt McKee described his approach to governing when speaking in favor of the legislation.
Who best serves the people of Arkansas? Is it the churches? Is it the communities? Is it the neighbors that we represent? Or is it the state? And so what is the best expenditure of that money? I believe it's putting it back in the hands of the people that produce it so that they can make those good decisions and help their neighbors.
There were 23 no votes out of the 135 voting members between the House and Senate. The tax cuts were first proposed by Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders in a proclamation last week. She plans to sign the cuts into law today. An attorney says he may seek Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders' deposition in an ongoing challenge to the state's school voucher program. Attorney Richard Mays says he may ask the governor about the scope of the sweeping education law known as Arkansas Learns. Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Mays is also considering first deposing an official with the State Department of Education. Mays represents plaintiffs in a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the Education Freedom Account program in Learns, also known as school vouchers. The fundraising arm of Arkansas's public television network says it is guaranteeing funds to keep PBS programming on state airwaves. A letter from the Arkansas TV Foundation says they plan to guarantee up to $1.5 million over the next 3 years to help pay for PBS dues. The Broadcasters Commission had voted to disaffiliate with the national network over financial concerns, though that was later walked back after public outcry. State lawmakers have agreed to let a popular civics education program use state Capitol facilities. Lawmakers had sought to block Girls State from meeting at the Capitol building over concerns that hundreds of eligible applicants had been denied entry into the program. Members of a Senate committee on Monday voted to allow Girls State to meet at the Capitol, along with a new alternative program called the Arkansas Civics Leadership Institute. Arkansas Archaeological Survey is kicking off the summer with a two-week public excavation. Station archaeologist Paige Ford says this is the second year the annual program is being held at the Plum Bayou Mounds Archaeological State Park in Scott. The park will be open in extended hours from May 30th through June 13th and will be closed on Monday, June 8th. On June 6th, the park is hosting a public day for visitors with activities and events throughout the day. Ford says the station's lab will also be open to visitors to get a closer look at the artifacts.
If you take one of Robin's tours and walk up, you can see us pulling things out of the ground, but they're quite dirty, you know, and so The artifacts then get taken to the lab to be washed and then sorted, because we sort them into, like, this is all pottery, these are all stone tools, we have animal bone, that kind of stuff. So that's when you actually get to see the things for what they are and clean them, and they look all nice and pretty and cool and not dirty anymore.
Park interpreter Robin Gabe will be leading tours for members of the public throughout 2 weeks. Gabe says it's a chance for people to stand where history happened.
These archaeologists have worked so well with us in the past, and they have been so good about bringing an artifact that they find to the trail to show visitors. So it's kind of a rare opportunity, just a great chance to see things coming out of the ground and actually see what's, you know, what the research is all about, and learn from the doctors of archaeology that are doing the research.
The event is a training program for the members of the Arkansas Archaeology Society to participate in an excavation led by a professional archaeologist. For members of the general public, the park is creating temporary trails to allow people to see the excavation up close. More information is available online at arkarc.org/activities/the-training-program. Today, expect overcast skies and patchy rain throughout the central Arkansas area today with a high of just 63. There is a slight risk of severe storms. That risk increases in the southern parts of the state. Tomorrow we have a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 70. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.